This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What will happen with Aaron Rodgers, BT? Will it be decision day for Rodgers finally? Will he drag this thing out some more? But you get the sense we're getting closer and closer to it. It seems like it's down to the Steelers and the Giants. If the New York Giants sign Aaron Rodgers, it would be a disaster that would inevitably end up with everybody getting fired just like it did with the New York Jets.
But it would be fun. It would be fun.
For who?
For us,
yeah.
That's all that matters.
I want to see some winning football, no?
Yeah, I hear you. Listen, the irony here is that I think Rodgers gives the Giants a better chance, and this is all relative because I don't think the Giants will win a lot no matter who's under center, but to win more games than Russell Wilson. And those right now, those appear to be the two best options. Maybe something else shakes loose, but you know, right now the Rodgers-Wilson debate. So I would like to watch Aaron Rodgers play. I think Rodgers is better than Wilson at this point, but looking at the Giants and looking at what the Giants are trying to do, and I think more specifically, what the Giants have to do to save jobs, to put this trajectory on course, you've got to get a quarterback early. Not round five. You've got to get him somewhere early, and at some point, that player's got to get on the field this year so we can know if this regime drafted the right player.
Right.
And I just think if it's Rodgers, it's going to be hard to pull him. If it's Wilson, it's easier.
What good does Aaron Rodgers do for the New York Giants franchise, and more specifically, this regime? Like, are we going to learn about Brian Daboll if he brings in Aaron Rodgers and they win 8-9 games? No, we're not. So if you're keeping Shane and Daboll, which Mara did, then they need to draft and develop their quarterback. That's why they were brought here to begin with, in part, obviously. You bring here for other reasons. You want to build this team up, have sustained success. But in part of why they hired Daboll was because of what he could do with the quarterback. They thought more specifically Daniel Jones. We saw how that went. They need to be allowed, if you were keeping them, and they did, to draft and develop their next quarterback. You won't learn anything about Shane and Daboll with Aaron Rodgers, which is why I would say it would be a disaster, not to mention Rodgers' age, all those different things. Mm-hmm. What we saw with the Jets, it just doesn't add up to what they're trying to do. To your point, I don't care about Russell Wilson or anybody else. They have to draft and develop a quarterback now. That's the position they put themselves in. So Aaron Rodgers, to me, doesn't make any sense.
Okay, let me throw this at you. And I'm pretty much on the same page with you, but because the extra win or two that you might get with Rodgers does nothing for the future of the franchise. But we could still get some answers on Shane if he has another good draft. Right? Now, last year, well, let's not overstate it. Last year was a good draft. If he has another draft, that's back-to-back drafts that are good, that are putting the Giants in a better spot to win. And if Rodgers doesn't resolve the quarterback issue of the future, but if Rodgers gives the other components on the team a chance to be better evaluated, meaning they're playing more meaningful games, meaning the offensive line has a chance to succeed more because maybe Rodgers' mind is seeing things that a young kid might not, maybe you get some other answers there, and maybe you accelerate the other, like the development of the young kids because Rodgers is there rather than a young quarterback making a litany of mistakes. I'm just thinking out loud. That's not enough for me to change my decision or what I would do. Hey, bottom line is this. I think there's so many checkpoints where the Giants messed up, and we've said this. If you were going to bring these two men back, you should have given them. Now, maybe there was an assurance under the radar that we don't know about, but they should have been given an extension, which I would not agree with because I would not have brought them back. I'm on the record with that. But if you decided to bring them back, this is the worst possible, and everybody knows this, this is the worst possible spot two men can be in, try to save their job, slash build a roster.
Yeah, I think we could learn something about Joe Shane as far as building a team goes this year, with or without Aaron Rodgers, but with Dable, like, we've seen Dable win before with Daniel Jones, so it's not like, wow, can Brian Dable win 8-9 games? Could he salvage a season? Like, we've seen that before. What we haven't seen is the Giants be able to build a sustained, successful franchise here in the last several years, a winning franchise, and I don't think Aaron Rodgers helps in that in any way, shape, or form. The Jets did the same exact thing, trying to go chase the Super Bowl. The Giants are trying to chase what? Credibility? Respectability? For what? What good does that do? They have to let their guys pick the next guy. Already, they don't even want Rodgers because they went after Stafford.
Yep.
So if they love Rodgers so much, then why they go hard after Matthew Stafford? It's like, oh, Stafford's the best quarterback available. Let's go get him. Oh, wait, we can't get him. Oh, okay, we think Rodgers is the next available. Okay, he's not available. Let's go get Russell Wilson. Like, does that to you signal a team that knows what they're doing or is ready to have sustained success? It doesn't to me.
It sounds like a very scattered and desperate and frenetic situation.
Right.
That's what it sounds like to me, where they're just, all right, can't do this, let's try that. All right, we got to do something here because our fans are pissed off. And, yeah, they're reaching.
Or, by the way, it didn't just have to be about Stafford and Rodgers or Russell Wilson. It could have been, hey, we're picking third.
Yeah,
we want one of these two quarterbacks, or specific one to the two. It could be, hey, we like Ward, we like Sanders. We'll take whoever's there at three if we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Trade back and take Jackson. Whatever it may be, identify a quarterback that you like and go get him in the draft. Trade up to have that top pick. Like, we haven't seen anything clear. It's like the Giants are sitting back saying, okay, what's the best option? We know we need a quarterback. We need two. Okay, let's go hard after Stafford because he's the best one there, which we agreed with. Like, he was the best one.
I thought it was a good move.
Still not a great spot to be in, but it would have been the best move that they could have made. And they couldn't make that move. And now it's Rodgers? Like, come on. It just can't be. The pivot to me should have been from Stafford to definitive in the draft. Okay, let's make the most of our options in this draft.
Let me ask you this. If the Giants get Rodgers.
Yeah.
Do you think they take a quarterback in round one? Whether that's moving up, sticking to three, or going back?
I don't.
Okay, if the Giants get Russell Wilson, do you think that they are inclined to take a quarterback in round one?
I do feel like it's more likely. And by the way, I could be
wrong.
That's
my point, by the way.
I'm just giving my opinion.
But that's my opinion as well, and that's my point. I would much rather, from an aesthetical perspective, a football fan, you know, somebody who wants to see the Giants play more meaningful football, just, you know, it's better for the station, better for business, more fun. These Sundays suck.
Yeah.
They are the worst. I would much rather watch Aaron Rodgers play than Russell Wilson. But big picture growth for the Giants, the move is Russell Wilson and draft somebody.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter if they win games this year. In reality, as far as trying to build a sustained winner, it doesn't matter if they win games. The problem is the owner says it matters if they win games.
That's the problem.
Okay, well, if that were going to be the case, then they should have gone about things differently over the course of the last couple of years. Thinking that the owner also thought Daniel Jones was the best chance. So really, the owner is showing me he doesn't know what's going on. And now forcing the issue to try to have this team or this regime win games now, where that might not be the best thing long term. Like, you're going to bring in Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers for what? When 5, 7, 8, 9 games, like, okay, what's the difference? You're still not going to be anywhere close to the Commanders or the Eagles in your own division, probably not even the Cowboys for that matter. And there's still probably no hope with the franchise quarterback moving forward, which is why I would just like to identify specifically if it's Cam Ward, trade up, go get him. Now he's the focal point.
Mm-hmm.
Now people don't expect anything. You're expecting development of the quarterback in year one with him, and maybe that buys Shane and Dave a little more time to develop this quarterback. That's why you got to keep those guys. If you're judging them on this year, Shane and Dable,
yeah.
And now you're getting all over the place.
That's the only criteria for me. Like, if they get a quarterback and he plays, and it shows that they got the right one, then that's what extends their Giants tenure here. Anything else, probably not.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Chris is in Rochester. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Chris.
So listen, somebody finally has talked about what I've been thinking the whole time. What does it matter if they get 6 wins next year? You know, who cares? Let's develop a competent football team. I mean, I think they just got another penalty. You know, they have a 10 million penalties in the game. Can we start working on that and getting a competent football team? I would love to see them get, pick a quarterback in the draft this year. But if it's not a guy you love, you know, don't get a million picks or whatever to move up to get the guy. Take one of these guys you think is going to be a generational player or whatever. Take him. Get a veteran quarterback in here. And you want a good quarterback, but someone who can mentor the guy you're going to draft maybe next year, or if you can, this year. You know, let's not worry about the wins right now. If we build a competent football team, the wins will come.
Well,
You know what I mean?
Yes, Chris, and thank you for the call. Okay, there's a lot there that you just went over, because there's a lot of different scenarios. My biggest issue is the timeline here with Shane and Dable. If this were year 2 or 3, it would be a different story.
Mm-hmm.
It is now going into year 4, in what has been so far a failed regime. Is that fair to say?
Spot on.
I know they had the successful first year,
they failed so far.
Okay, they have failed so far. To a point where people were calling for them to be fired, not just you or I. I'm talking about
they were flying planes over the stadium.
Yes, I mean. So, like, they're lucky that they're extended for another year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on top of that, there seems to be an unwritten edict from the owner about them turning it around. Now, like, in his words, it was, I better not be standing in the same spot again next year. Something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing Mr. Mara. So there's an edict to get this team back to respectability and credibility now. Okay, but it's year 4 of a new regime without a quarterback. You can't have it all in 1 year, which is why I would prioritize saying, okay, the jury's still out on Shane and Dable, giving them the benefit of the doubt. Let them go pick their next quarterback, young quarterback, see if they could identify the right one and develop him. That's the only way out. Not Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. That's your point. Maybe Russell Wilson leads to that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, to me, the only thing that could save where the Giants are inevitably headed.
Okay, so it is my opinion, and I think most would agree with this, that the Giants brand is as diminished as it's been and as tarnished as it's been since the early 80s. I'm not going to give everybody a history lesson. You know, most people know it, all right? I strongly believe that. The erosion of the Giants brand, it's palpable. Everybody sees it. Everybody feels it. When you have such a strong erosion, you eventually have apathy. I think that there has been a level of apathy that is kind of found its way into the Giants, permeated that fan base as strong as I've ever seen it. So do you think that Mara is thinking that a few meaningless wins, meaningless to us, that a few wins could at least restore some energy for a fan base that cares less about the Giants today than I feel like they've ever cared in my lifetime? I feel like the Giant fan doesn't even care anymore like they used to.
I don't know if I would go that far.
I think
they've been beaten down to a point where maybe they're not familiar with to the level like Jet fans are familiar with that. Unfortunately, it's just been the way of their franchise more often than not. I feel like the Giant fan over the last decade since the end of Eli, but it even predates the end of Eli. They've been, since Coughlin left, let's put it that way, they've been beaten down to a point where it's hard to invest maybe the same passion and energy into this team. Sure, I don't think that they're giving up or that they care any less. And I do think that Mara wants to see them win now, in part because he thinks that's going to solve some things. It's not going to solve some things. What good does Aaron Rodgers being here and the Giants winning at best 9 games next year, what good does that do for the franchise moving forward?
Well, again, I'm with you, but I'm trying to think from his perspective, and I'm also thinking from the fans' perspective, if you were to win 9 games.
Yeah. And that's a lot, by the way.
Yeah, I know. That's a bit of a stretch. Right. Tough schedule. Let's see if Rodgers can still stay healthy, whatever.
Yeah.
But let's just give him 9-ish wins. Well, you at least you, for the first time in a while outside of 2022, the outlier, you've got a 4-month period of meaningful football.
Right. Now, when something I say, to build off of,
yeah, saying. Especially then if you draft somebody, then you have something to look to for the future.
That was going to be my next question. Like, then what? Okay, now, and we're painting the best case scenario.
Yeah,
because they want Rodgers. Let's say Rodgers wants them, which we'll get into. I don't even know if that's going to be the case, but let's say Rodgers wants them. They want Rodgers. Okay, happy marriage. They go out there. They have success. Wow, Rodgers to neighbors. What a beast combination. They win 9 games. Okay, then what? Next year, because you know they're not winning a Super Bowl, obviously, with this. So then what? Now next year they win 9 games. They're not going to be in a prime spot to pick a quarterback. They still don't have a franchise quarterback because they have Aaron Rodgers, assuming that they don't draft one now. And if they did draft one now, the best case to me is not 9 wins. It's letting that quarterback play.
Yeah, I hear every word you're saying. I really do. But I don't know, man. I can't prove this, but just the calls and the conversation with my buddies, I really will stand by the fact, or not the fact, the thought that the Giant fans are they have not been this uninvested in their team emotionally in a long time. I promise you, there are people who no longer work their Sundays around the Giants game. There are people who flip off the TV set earlier, midway through the third, when they're losing 14-3, and there's like... It's changed. So at least if you maybe invigorate the fan base a little bit and then try to figure things. I'm not saying that I would do that.
Right.
I'm thinking about through the eyes of Mara.
Right.
His product is dying.
Right. Okay, fair. Let's just say that I agreed with that. Do you think the right answer to that is Aaron Rodgers? Because I
More
don't.
So than Russell Wilson.
Well, I think Cam Ward is the right answer. Or pick a young quarterback. That is what's going to get fans interested. We know what Rodgers is. That's what I mean. Like, so what? Best case with Aaron Rodgers, you're going to win 9 games. Great. 9 meetings. Best case with Cam Ward is you found a potential stud that you could be excited.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
building around moving forward that can really take you far for the next 3 to 5, 10 years, whatever it may be. Anthony's calling from Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's up, man?
Hey,
man.
Sal, BT, thanks for having me on. Sal, you were away. I called BT. We're talking a little about the quarterback. Listen, I know it's an opinion-based thing here, but this whole notion that we bring Rodgers in and we don't draft a quarterback, to me, is far-fetched. I think if we do bring Rodgers in, we will bring a quarterback in as well.
Yeah.
And you need experience in the quarterback room. If you're telling me, I don't care if it's starting or not, you need a veteran in there. So if Aaron Rodgers comes and he's a starter and they win a few games, it's not winning the Super Bowl. But like you said, the Giants need to start showing some more respectability. Over the past several years, you're right, half of the season, back half of the season, those games, third, fourth quarter, you know they're not coming back. You're doing other things. That's 100% correct. The Giants, man, we've been beaten down, but we're still here. We're not dead, and we need a guy to come in and change the franchise. And I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers is going to change it, but we need an adult in the quarterback room with the rookie, whether it's Jador or Ward.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is we need a guy who's an adult to show him the ropes. That's the key. Whether it's Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Joe Flacco, Joe Schmo, it doesn't matter. We need a veteran to help.
Yeah, see,
you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying, and thank you for the call.
Sam.
I don't necessarily agree with that logic. I also don't believe, remember, there's two parts to this, and when we come back, BT, we'll get to that second part of it. Do you think Aaron Rodgers, if he could choose between the Steelers and where they're at and where the Giants are at, do you think Rodgers would be more likely to come to the Giants, knowing
Less.
That they'd use the number three
go
pick?
To, go to Steelers. Even if the Giants said we're going to take a tight end at three.
Right.
The Steelers are ready to win.
Correct. He'd still rather go to the Steelers. But imagine the Giants saying, well, we want you to mentor Cam Ward or whatever. We're going to trade up and take a young quarterback. Like, that to me is also not appealing to Aaron Rodgers. And if your logic is like Anthony, well, it doesn't matter. It could be Joe Schmo, Joe Flacco. Then what? I agree. Then why even entertain the idea of Aaron Rodgers? It should be about the young quarterback. So if you get Joe Schmo or Russell Wilson, see, the Giants are trying to thread the needle here. They're trying to have their cake and eat it too. Whatever that means, I really don't know. I've heard many people say it before. They want to win games now and probably draft a quarterback that they could develop for the future.
Yeah.
And that's a very difficult thing to do.
It's not that they want to. It's that they have to.
Yeah, well,
that's the whole problem based on the edict. I got a little loose, and I think you'll like it, coming up next. I'll give it to you. I want to get it to next. How maybe there's something from a recent Knicks chapter that can apply to these Giants.
Okay.
I'll give it to you coming up.
All right, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Now that we
BT and Sal back on the Fan on this Wednesday morning. All right, so we'll get back to the Giant fans' calls here on Aaron Rodgers and the quarterback situation, 888-808-1019. So from the Rodgers perspective, BT, why in the world would he want to choose the Giants? I'm not trying to knock the Giants here. I'm just trying to bring reality to the situation. We know what Rodgers wants to do. Yeah, he wants to play football, but he wants to win and go out there and try to win, whether it's an MVP, a Super Bowl. He wants to win. It's not even close to who has the better situation for that. I don't think it's about money with Rodgers. I could be wrong. I'm sure.
I don't think it is either.
Okay, so like, why would he even choose the Giants?
Stick it to the Jets and convenience. If those are important to him, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Stick it to the Jets. I'm sure he's a little pissed off at them. I would be too. And convenience, where he lives. He lives, 10 miles from the stadium. So do you stick it to the Jets more by going to the Steelers and winning, even though it's the same conference?
Yeah.
Or by taking away the back page? I don't know. One thing, and I like Rodgers, and you know that, so do you. I think his ego is out of control. I really do. I think now he does a pretty good job suppressing it, at least publicly, but I think it behind closed doors, I think it's a monstrosity of an ego.
I don't know if I would. I mean, I can't disagree with the ego thing, but I think it's also chip on his shoulder type thing where he's been counted out so many different times, a lot to prove. I don't know if I would say ego with him, because he is open and acknowledges what he wants and this and that. Like, sometimes ego can be like a thing that's blinding you, right?
Yes. Well, by the way, there's different types of egos.
Right.
There, and everybody has one. It's just how you manage it.
Right.
No, there's the ego, the personal one, I'm the best. Talking about that.
Well,
definitely
right.
Don't mean that.
Do you think it would? Do you think his ego would let? Would get in the way of him making the best decision?
Maybe unless there is a pretty big gap between the Steelers and the Giants. Like, if there's a sizable gap between whatever situation he can actually choose from, I think that pragmatically he would win out there. Like, he'd do the right thing and go to the best situation. If it's close, then I think the ego might win out. And when I say ego pertaining to him, you know, he might be processing this like, I'm not letting, what, the Jets, the clown show, I'm not going to let them kick me out of New Jersey, New York. I'm going to go to the Giants.
Yeah.
Not in an over-the-top, suffocating way, but he's like, I can succeed here. I know I can.
Yeah, I just can't imagine he would choose the Giants over the Steelers, which also just is an assessment of where the Giants franchise is at. Stafford really didn't want any part of it, going back to the Rams, you know, using the Giants kind of to work that up. We'll see what happens with Rodgers here. Maybe they get their plan B, maybe not, but I don't think the Giants are looked at the way that the Giants hope that they would be looked at from around the league. Ben is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Sal. Hey, BT. How's it going?
What's up, Ben?
Listen, I get, Sal, I get what you're saying about Rodgers not necessarily being good for the long term, but I would have to push back because ultimately winning games, I don't want to be cliche with the building culture, but they really, I mean, all of us diehard fans, and I also want to push back, we're not all, we're not all, like, checked out, meaning we want to see...
Apathetic?
Yeah, we want to see the team win games. I also want to say... I don't know if what I'm saying sounds crazy. Rodgers, if he does come to the Giants, we might be able to squeeze 2 years out of him.
That's true. I mean, good, call, maybe. Man.
Yeah, okay, and great. What is that going to do? I mean, 2 years of Aaron Rodgers is kicking the can down the road again with Aaron. You're doing the same thing you did with Daniel Jones, just with Aaron Rodgers. Let's say they drafted Cam Ward, which, see, in any scenario to me that is going to have Shane and Dable on for another year, it's got to... have a franchise quarterback, a future young franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That would eliminate the idea of Rodgers or Russell Wilson being here for 2 years. I don't know if the Giants are going to sell Rodgers on, hey, we want this thing for a couple years here.
Yeah.
But if they did that, like, what if the Giants sign Rodgers and then drafted the best player available at three and not a quarterback and did have the plan of having Rodgers here for 2 years? Like,
well... I'd like to see what they do in round two and round three, you know, because there's other quarterbacks that could be had. Again, not the most, it's not a great quarterback draft here. So we don't even love the top two quarterbacks being convinced that they're going to be great. Who knows what you're going to find in round two, round three. I don't know. I want to throw that Nick thing at you. Okay. So why can't Aaron Rodgers be loosely what Julius Randle was to the Knicks when Tom Thibodeau first took over, where you said he is the main reason, you know, that galvanizing force, as Julius Randle was, like an impetus to start learning how to compete, how to win, how to be a professional franchise. And then you know that you're never going to win a championship with Julius Randle. Hence, that's why they traded him. But he was able to help establish a foundation, part of which still remains true today.
I think a bigger, because you mentioned Randle and when Tibbs first took over. This is year four of this regime. In year four of a regime, you should not be chasing a former MVP Super Bowl winning quarterback to save your asses. And that, to me, is what's happening here. If this was some thought out process where Shane and Dable came in and said, here's what we need to do to lay the foundation. I want this type guy or this guy specifically to build this foundation out.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. Going into year four... I mean, the Giants have had plenty of options at quarterback. They chose to stick with Daniel Jones. Even after seeing more failure from Daniel Jones last year, they still neglected to acknowledge that they might need a quarterback and took a wide receiver. And now all of a sudden I'm supposed to think that they're going to build the foundation the way that Tibbs did. Like, Tibbs and Leon Rose had a clear plan. They identified the type of players that they wanted to have that plan. They executed it. Patino, same thing with St. John's, has a plan, executes the plan. Takes some time to get to where you want to be. Obviously, they're ahead of schedule, but ultimately to get to the next step, he's going to want to bring in different players. This is year four of Shane and Dable. What was their plan? Their whole plan was Daniel Jones that blew up in their face, and now it's going to be Aaron Rodgers?
But you got to understand, to answer what the Giants could do for their future, at some point, we've got to forget about the mistakes that they've made. Otherwise, we just never push this thing forward. Everything you said is true.
Right.
We know this. I would not have brought them back. I mean, I can't be any more blunt than that. But they're here. And they messed up with Jones. And they messed up with Neal. And they may have messed up with Thibodeau. And they messed up with letting McKinney go. And maybe messed up with Saquon. And messed up with this. They messed up on a lot. It's 2025, so forget about what they messed up on. I don't know, you temporarily forget about it, and you say, what could get them moving now? And a quarterback who I think can still play, though I don't think Rodgers will choose them, they should choose him.
Okay, and I want to ask you when we come back, what if it were a new regime? What if it weren't Shane and Dable going into year four? What if it were a new regime? What would you want the Giants to do? BT and Sal back on the bench. BT, it's out back on the fan. Okay, so a couple of things here, BT. So Jordan Renan, I'm just seeing this now. Jordan Renan of ESPN, who's been on top of this stuff, I guess about an hour ago, he sent some tweet out saying the Aaron Rodgers situation does not appear to be about money from the Giants' perspective. They are just waiting for his decision. A resolution is expected today.
Let's go.
So that's Jordan Renan, so we should find out about this. The other thing that I wanted to ask, and we teased this before the break, and we'll get back to the calls here, 888-808-1019. So you mentioned before, like, okay, yeah, this regime, right now trying to win, whatever, year four, it is what it is. If this were a brand new regime starting out, let's say hypothetically alternate universe, Giants fired Shane, Giants fired Dable, new head coach, new general manager, similar to what the Jets did, What would you be recommending that they do? Would you still be wanting to go after Rodgers, or would you be saying definitively or more definitively that they should take a rookie quarterback?
I wish I liked the quarterbacks enough. That's the problem here. I'm not against the concept of a quarterback. I'm just not loving the quarter. I like Cam, but I don't love Sanders. So I would still be in the market for a veteran. And I would say wherever you find the best value. If it's a 3, if it's a 1, if it's a 7, back up, whatever.
Right.
Second round, get yourself a young quarterback somewhere early-ish. And get a veteran in
okay,
here
so for
to show
me,
them the ropes.
Understood. For me, I'm treating this as if it is year one because they still, even going into year four, have not had the opportunity or have not taken the opportunity to get their next quarterback, their young franchise quarterback, which is something I was begging them to do year one. Before Daniel Jones won that playoff game in Minnesota, I was begging the Giants to move on from Saquon and Daniel Jones, start fresh with the new regime. I have to your point about ignoring the past, ignore the last 3 years and treat this almost as if it is year one with Shane and Dable. Because once they decided to bring him back, for me, it was long term. There's no way they're going to be able to turn this thing around in 1 year that is going to be sustainable. They may have a flash in the pan 8-9-win year with Rodgers, but it's not sustainable like that. So I'm treating this as year one, essentially, with a new head coach, new GM, who I'm looking to finally do it the right way 3 years later, but pair with the quarterback of their choice. One that's going to be here beyond just 1 year, where I look at Rodgers as a 1 year bad solution as a stopgap quarterback.
Okay, so there's nothing perfect. What exactly would you do?
Trade up
specific
and get Cam
names.
Ward.
Okay, and then who's the veteran quarterback on the roster?
To me, that doesn't really matter. Whatever,
it does to me.
Whatever
you
the
need
cheapest.
Okay, but you need somebody.
Whatever,
it can't be somebody like, what's his name from
Lane?
I need somebody showing the ropes. I have to have somebody who knows how to be a quarterback in this league, a former starter. Now, you want to tell me it's...
Okay, so Russell Wilson.
Even if it's Mariota, honestly. He started at least. He was a top pick.
He also quit on his team. Yeah, he was a top pick. He'll show you what not to do in the league.
You got to have somebody who knows how to start and knows how to get a team ready, even if that player wasn't good. Maybe Mariota's not the guy because he quit, whatever. It's got to be somebody out there.
But I think we're putting too much emphasis on that. Who was the guy that Jaden Daniels looked up to as a young starter?
Well, I got you. But I know everybody's a little different, and their maturity level is different. I just think that also Jaden Daniels is very different than Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders, number one. Number two, there's myriad examples, one of whom is Zach Wilson, where, you know, sometimes you get thrown to the wolves and you just get eaten alive. You have no chance to succeed. So I'm going to try to eliminate anything that could possibly get in the way as a speed bump of my young, hopefully future prodigy not developing in a quick way. Now, I'm not looking to play that player forever. But hey, in the meeting room, you know, just little basic things like that. Being a grown man, being an adult, being a leader can't hurt.
I get it. I'm not saying it would hurt. I just wouldn't put a big emphasis on that, especially if I have my guy. Anthony's calling from Milford, Connecticut. What's up, Ant?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys. Just want to touch base on it. A lot of people are talking about moving up in the draft for the Giants to go up and take Cam Ward to number one. I think that's a really dumb move. I don't think that either Shador or Cam is worth moving up in the draft. I don't like either quarterback. I really think they should take the best available player at number three and then try to move up late first round to try to get Jackson Dart. He is actually probably, from what I've seen throughout his career, probably the most NFL-ready quarterback with the smarts of a quarterback. And I wouldn't mind Rodgers, but you don't need him, especially if you're taking a quarterback that you know could be NFL-ready. I think they're overthinking it too much.
Let me ask something there. So I don't think that's a bad thought process. I really don't. That's things that we've thrown around as well. I would hesitate a little bit on how you anoint him the most NFL-ready quarterback. If he's so ready, how come he's not going 1, 2, or 3?
I mean, he is moving up the draft board pretty fast.
Yeah, but I know.
They're saying that he's going to lead first round regardless.
All right. He was
like a second or third.
Well, then why not just take him number 3?
Or number 1?
Because you just got a complimentary, ninth pick in the third round. Why not take a good player or best available? I don't personally like
because
Carter,
he might not be there,
yeah,
and
you're running the risk.
Yeah, why are you going to run the risk? If you think Jackson Dart is phenomenal, take him at 3. I understand. Or if you move up to 1 with Tennessee, whatever. But just have that conviction with your player. I get it, Ant. You can take the 99th pick, which they did get for the compensatory, right, which I don't know if everybody knows that they did. That's good. Package that with the number 2. But you could always do that, and then somebody could jump in and say, we'll take Jackson Dart
before you do. I do disagree with Anthony as far as I would trade up for Cam Ward. But your premise, I think, is right, where, okay, Ant, you prefer Jackson Dart. That's fine. But if you love him that much, you take him at number 3. Or you play the board the right way and maybe trade down a little bit. I don't think you could select somebody at number 3 and then hope to. Now, I mean, maybe that would be perfect, but you're running the risk. If you really love the quarterback and you are in desperate need of a quarterback, you are taking a major gamble by selecting a different player with number 3 and then hoping to trade all the way back in to make sure you get Jackson Dart, who, as he just said, is moving up the draft board.
Yeah, maybe the team to trade with would be the Raiders, because you think about where the Giants are right now at 3. We've talked many times, 4 and 5, they had their quarterbacks, so they're not taking quarterbacks. The Jets will not take a quarterback, I don't think, at 7, unless not that they won't. Right. And then the Raiders just got a quarterback in Geno for a couple of years, so they're at 6. So there was a thought that maybe the Raiders could jump into the top 3. Now, Sal's right, you do run the risk of, even though I discount number 4 and number 5, the Pats and the Jaguars, whatever it is, the other pick, because they had their quarterbacks, but now somebody, as maybe the Saints at 9, could jump into 4 with the Pates, with the Pats, and then they could take Jackson Dart. It's a game that if you decide to play, you better nail it.
Yeah.
You better nail it.
And if you, which is why Gettleman did it years ago, right or wrong, he loved Daniel Jones. He wasn't messing around. He said, I want this quarterback. I'm taking him here. Could they have traded down or whatever, waited a little bit to maybe get in?
For sure. They could have with him.
Because that was part of the, I was like, what, you're taking this guy now?
Yeah,
like,
all
right, if you love him, it's one thing. But I actually respect the fact that he loved him, identified him, took him, right or wrong. That's the right thing to do to me. I wouldn't be playing that game at risk. Steven is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Steven?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Calling you on my 50th birthday today.
Yo!
Happy birthday.
Nice, yeah. Steve. Happy birthday,
Thank
buddy.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
There you
Appreciate
go.
Appreciate that. Hey, so the biggest thing is the owner. The owner is putting these guys in a really bad position. He wants to win. They need a quarterback. Keep Daniel Jones. Don't get rid of Saquon Barkley. He's feeling the pressure, and then he's putting the pressure on these guys that are making them probably very ineffective. So the problem is that I feel like you can't do both. You can't, you either go for Rodgers or Wilson, or you draft the quarterback. Maybe you get, Jameis Winston or something like that to hold on the fort. But the pressure that he puts on these guys, I feel like he's the new James Dolan of the NFL. Just stop meddling in their business. You know what I'm saying? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of truth to that, Steven, and maybe he backs off a little bit. But, I mean, come on, you'd have to be a fool not to think that. And we talked about this during the Hard Knocks stuff in the offseason, obviously, as it pertains to Daniel Jones even predating the Hard Knocks stuff. But the Hard Knocks stuff, for example, just Mara being there saying, boy, I'm going to lose a lot of sleep. Like, that can be intimidating and impact the thought process of the general manager and head coach. Now, they let him go anyway.
Not enough to dissuade him from actually letting him go where he didn't want him to go.
But now also when it blows up the way that it did, now you also got to be second-guessing yourself. Like, I feel like I'm okay with having the higher power direct a little bit or give input.
They're right.
But you hired them to do their job.
Yeah.
Get out of the way. And the bigger issue is less about Barkley and him saying, like, oh, I'm going to lose some sleep. More about him insisting on Daniel Jones, which I really think is the biggest issue that has held the Giants franchise back.
Yeah, and that was bad. It didn't work out. The Hard Knocks, really, it's the bad look for the Giants. Bad look for the Giants.
All the teams now are not going to do it because it was such a bad look for the Giants.
It was a bad look for Shane.
I didn't think it was that bad in real time.
I thought Dable was fine. Shane didn't come across great.
I mean, you get guys like Marash saying, ripping on, it wasn't Marash, I'm sorry, it was Costos.
Ripping on who?
Dable. He's like, oh, you look like a slob when you
No, that didn't bother me. Yeah, I had no problem with Dable.
The nitpicking is beyond, like, come on now.
No, like the nitpicking on what you wear or your feet or if you're on the desk or whatever. No, I'm talking about just the way Shane handled business. Didn't exactly give me a ton of confidence that he's absolutely the right person for the job. I didn't care how Dable looked. I mean, Dave, you're a coach. I mean, you grind it over film. What's the big damn deal?
I thought it was fine. The thing that I would say about Shane is he did not come across as a clear, like, alpha.
That's my only problem. Yeah, okay, and that's his job.
But it doesn't mean that he's not that. He's just different.
Well, he hasn't been that yet through 3 years.
Well, they haven't been good. It doesn't mean he hasn't been in charge. Like, the way that he is in charge in his way is his way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can, I think there are different ways to be an alpha. We didn't see that New York alpha, no doubt about it, like my way or the highway type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a bit passive or a bit timid or
something. Time.
Doesn't mean that he can't be effective or his way is less effective than maybe you or I would be.
I agree with that. I agree. But the results say that he's not.
Right. But that to me is less about Hard Knocks and more about the results, right?
Yes, but Hard Knocks gave us a glimpse of how he looks when he's making these decisions and when the decisions don't work out.
Right, and then the results.
The optics aren't great.
The results along with.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it. BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.